Good morning. Welcome each one out. Beautiful sunny morning to get out to come worship the Lord. So this morning, I want to talk about a little something. It's not necessarily a long message or anything new, but it's been something that the Lord's been speaking to me about in my life. So, got a few verses, a few thoughts to go with it. Just kind of expressing what the Lord has been working in my life on. I heard a message a little bit back, I don't know what it was, a week or two ago, on this, and that's kind of what prompted me to take a close look at it in my life and to realize that I was probably doing pretty bad in the area. So I'm speaking this morning to myself, not out of having it totally conquered. And I want to talk this morning about, for a little title, I just put, don't take offense. Don't take offense. And in life, it's so easy, at least for me, to take offense, even in the smallest little things. I would say I'm geared to be a sensitive person, maybe, picking up on feelings, maybe too sensitive myself sometimes, and I feel like that tendency can lead to getting offended easily also. And the Lord's been speaking to me in that, and it's something that that I want to grow in my own life. For a few verses, I want to read Psalm 119, verses 161 through 168. Verse 165 is kind of the theme verse for the little message here. But a Psalm 119, we'll start reading at verse 161. It says, "Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments." And this is the verse I really wanted right here. "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee." And just looking at that little, those 8 verses right there, I think the solution is in there to make verse 165 happen in our lives, to not get offended. Basically, verse after verse, he kind of says some of the same things in different ways. In verse 161, well, to the best of my knowledge, David wrote this psalm. If somebody knows different, they can correct me in that. But I believe it was David that wrote this psalm. And so he said, "Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word." Now, I'm not sure what all "the princes have persecuted me" means. But nonetheless, he stood in awe of God's word. And that's a key in not getting offended, is standing in awe of God and what he has done for us. Verse 162, "I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil." Now me, I think a spoil is something junk, but I don't believe that's what it's referring to here. Probably any of us, men or business guys, maybe even the ladies, I don't know how it affects them, but if we come across a great job or a great business opportunity or a great investment or something, in a sense it probably gives us a little feeling of accomplishment or a feeling of joy. I don't know if it's joy, but happiness, whatever. But David rejoiced at God's word like that. It gave him a peace. It gave him a joy. It gave him a satisfaction that nothing else could. He says he hates and abhors lying, but thy law do I love. And I had to think, thinking down the line of taking offense, how many lies, it says that he hates and abhors lying, how many lies are usually entailed with taking offense? Just thinking in my mind, Josh did something and it offended me, and my mind starts spinning. And how many lies I start thinking about Josh that lead to that offense being bad? Josh didn't offend me, but just in the case he did, I think it turned, at least in my mind, it turns into lies and just more and more discouragement and wrong attitudes towards whoever it was. But David says that he hates lying, but he loves God's law. And that's a big key, I believe, in keeping that peace that verse 165 talks about and the not getting offended. It says, 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. And I sometimes think of praise. Praise does multiple things, but there's one thing that praise does. If I praise somebody else, it takes the focus off of myself. It's a sign of humility. If it's a true praise, we can have a false praise that is exalting. But to praise somebody else, to praise the Lord, it takes a humility on my part, a getting the focus off of me and onto whoever I am praising. And if we do that, I believe we won't get offended very easily also, because offense is thinking of myself. I got hurt. I got taken advantage of. I got whatever you put in that blank. But if we praise the Lord, that is a good offense to not getting offended. Or defense, or whatever. I get those terms messed up. You know what I'm trying to say. Verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. So, as I mentioned, I think thinking of self, pride, I believe pride is a huge factor of taking offense in my life anyhow, because when I take offense, I didn't deserve that. I deserve something better than that. I deserved whatever you put in that blank. But the message that I heard, the guy made an interesting statement. And taking offense, sometimes we say it's hard to let it go. But I think this is a true statement. If not, somebody can correct me. If I never take offense, I don't have anything I need to let go. At that point, it's easy. Doesn't mean there's still not a struggle, but if I don't take it, I don't have anything to let go. I don't have anything I need to forgive. And I'm not saying that we don't need to forgive people, but I think you get what I'm trying to say. It's if we don't pick it up, we don't have to let it go. I got an extremely basic example right here. So Nick, I'm going to need your help. You can just sit right there. So this is offense. These are two offenses, okay? So when I roll this ball, you pick up the offense, okay, Nick? You pick it up. Okay, so he's got it. He's got the offense. Here's another offense. Don't pick this one up. Just let this offense go. Okay. Basic example. Does Nick have anything to let go on that second offense? No. The offense passed him. It's behind him. He's facing this way. And it doesn't affect him. But the first one, he's got it in his hand. He's got a choice whether he's going to hold on to that for 30 seconds, 30 years, a lifetime, whatever. But if we can choose to instantly let that offense go, at that point we don't have anything we need to let go after that. So just a basic little, kind of made sense to my mind. I don't know if it did to you guys or not. But there's many ways that we can take offense in life. Sometimes it's the smallest thing between. Maybe it's a difference in opinion between me and my wife. Maybe she thinks this way and I think that way. And of course my way is best. Like, why can't she see that? Well, that's not always the case. And that leads to taking offense if I have pride and think that my way is always the best. Maybe it's in relation to church. Maybe somebody said something, maybe somebody asked something of me that went against my grain, and it caused me to offend or to take offense. Maybe at work, maybe I don't have the position I want. Maybe somebody's not treating me how I want. Back to the church thing, maybe somebody confronted me in a wrong way. Does that give us room to take offense if somebody confronts us in the wrong way? Or should we still need to consider what they had? Does it mean that we have to jump to every little thing that comes to us? I don't believe so. But we need to consider, need to definitely consider what they are saying. So on down through those couple verses, 166 to 168, just kind of keeps talking about how he loves the Lord and how he loves his testimonies and he keeps them and just his testimony of surrender to the Lord and obedience to the Lord is the best solution to not taking offense if we keep obedience to the Lord. Just a little example of it in the Bible, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. I've been reading through a lot of these short little books, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and I had this in my mind, and so kind of when that happens to me, everything I read kind of ties into to what I'm thinking. So when I read 2 Thessalonians 1, it tied in my mind with this slightly. I'm just going to read verses 1 through 4. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians and God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you and the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. Verse 2, grace unto you and peace from God our Father. That sounds like the exact opposite of taking offense, in my opinion. If you're going to have grace and peace, peace and offense cannot go together, I don't believe. So if we're going to have that, we will not take offense. Verse 3, Paul was giving testimony of how their faith grew and how their charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. And in our lives as a church, as a brotherhood, if we have that charity and love one towards another, we won't take offense. To me, it sounds like they would have had some reasons to take offense. In verse 4, it says, talks about their persecutions and tribulations that they endured. In my mind, that would be something to maybe get offended about a little bit if I was facing persecution. But yet, they continued on loving, serving the Lord, being faithful. Just a couple other verses yet. In Psalm, what am I reference here? Psalm 46, 10 and 11. Just two verses that I feel go along with what I am talking about. Psalm 46, verses 10 and 11. It says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And often I find in my life, if somebody does something and that feeling rises up within me, if I take the first two words of verse 10, be still. Usually you give it a little time and you don't feel, it's not quite as big of a deal anymore. It's kind of funny how time has a way of doing that. You can think straighter, you can reason through it. And usually for me at the end of the day, if I do that, I realize that whatever I was taking offense about, the person didn't even mean it that way. And it was just my rising up within me that made me even feel that way. The Lord will be exalted no matter what happens, and He is always with us. He's our refuge. And that's just a blessing to me to know that no matter what happens, God is there for us. He's our refuge. He's our strength. He's our help. And And the message that I'd heard about it, he also made another interesting point. I think he did, and I've thought about this before. If we offend somebody, if we fail somebody, and we sense the need to go clear that up with that person, I think it's in my place to go to that person. If I failed Josh, so we'd used him before, so we'll use him again. If I failed Josh, I don't believe that I should come back to Josh and say, hey, if I offended you, I'm sorry. Because what does that do? That puts my problem on Josh if he took offense or not. I should come to Josh and say, I apologize, or I'm sorry, however you want to say it, I failed you. Whether he took offense or not doesn't determine whether I failed, ultimately. So just a brokenness, a humility that, hey, I'm sorry, whether I offended you or not, I shouldn't have done that, and I apologize for that. So, I don't know, just some things I've been thinking about in my life. I'd ask you all to pray for me. I have a long ways to go. The Lord's been convicting me of these things. And yes, I apologize wherever I failed any of you guys or wherever I have taken offense. That's not in my place to do. And so I apologize for those things. And I love each one of you. And I pray that we can continue on. And just a quick question, Nick. Which ball are you thinking about, the one you have in your hand or the one that went past you? The one in your hand. Just an example. Let that offense go right by you. 5 minutes later, you won't have to let it go because you don't have it. So, Lord bless you all, and let's continue on together.